Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com, the independent voice of UNC Sports. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com, the go-to provider for all your Tar Heel gear.
For Inside Carolina, I'm Taylor Vipolis, and today I'm joined by Justin Jackson of the Dallas Mavericks. Justin, thanks for getting on here. How's everything been with you since the last podcast you were on back in March?
It's been good, man. It's been a crazy time, obviously, with the pandemic, and then all of the the discrimination and all that sort of stuff that's been going on, the riots and protesting. It's been a crazy time, but I mean, it's been a good time just to be at home and, you realize what your priorities are and what's really important in life. So it's been a good time of reflection for sure.
I wanted to first have a conversation with you about the racial issues that you just mentioned and that we've seen amplified over the past month or so. Out in Dallas, you were out there during the protests and at the vigil for George Floyd. Why was that important for you to attend?
You know, I think there comes a point in time when you have to actually put into action what you say that you stand for. And for me, I stand against discrimination. I stand against biases. I stand against stereotypes. I stand against just wrongful doing when it comes to, being based on somebody's color of their skin or somebody's religion or, those sort of things. So for me, I thought it was important. And honestly, it was, I think a lot of the credit has to go to Mark. He kind of set up the whole thing with a few of us. But for me, it was really important because there has to be more and more people, I guess you would say higher profile people that take a stand as well. If guys that, have been blessed with more, if they just kind of sit back and act like it doesn't affect them, well, it does affect them. It affects everybody in society. So, it was just really important for me to get out there. There was a bunch of good speakers there. They really said some really good things about stuff. So, it was just really important for me to get out there.
You were out there with a few of your teammates and Mark Cuban, like you just mentioned. What's it like playing for him? Because while most owners, they're just putting out these blanket type statements because they seemingly have to at this point. But you've got an owner like Cuban that's not only listening, but also advocating and speaking up on behalf of his players and the Black community as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, Mark is very, like you said, he's very outward about, supporting his players, supporting what they believe. And then obviously, too, he is against the discrimination that has been happening. And so I think, playing for somebody that has your back in all aspects, on the court, off the court, whatever it is, it helps a ton. And I think, he's one of the best out there that does, encourage people to speak their mind, encourage people to stand for what they believe. And, he backs them 100%. So it's pretty cool to play an organization that's owned by somebody like that for sure.
Now, there's a lot of fans out there who aren't racist, but they might turn a blind eye to other people that are. And I just wanted to get your perspective as a former athlete at UNC and now in the NBA. How disheartening is it where there's a vocal group of fans who will cheer for you on game days, but then off the court, they wouldn't even see you as an equal or care about the racial injustice that is currently happening in the country?
I think it's a shame, honestly, and I'd be the first to say that UNC has some amazing fans, but there is, you know, a very outspoken amount of people that, you know, have those feelings that you just mentioned. And I think it is a shame. It shows that, you know, some of those fans view us as just basketball players, you know, or they view certain people as just, you know, whatever their occupation is or whatever they can give to them, entertainment or whatever it is, that's how they view them. They don't view them as another human being. And obviously that's the biggest problem in society, is there are a lot of people that don't view the person sitting in front of them as just another human being. And, you know, to all of those fans that are outward about, you know, or that would, you know, not even necessarily say a word to somebody that has, you know, made, you know, racial comments or whatever, it is wrong. You know, like, all of us are humans, you know, like, the whole race thing was a human created type thing anyways. So at the end of the day, like, if you look back at our origin, we were all humans first. So why is it that now all of a sudden, because somebody is a little darker, or somebody, you know, believes in a God, or somebody doesn't believe in, you know, whatever, like, why are they so different from you? You know, like, it, for me, I can't comprehend it. And in my mind, it is wrong. And it's, you know, it's a shame for sure.
For the fans that want to learn, you posted about the Gray Challenge on social media, which is all about educating and understanding to make a change. What have you watched over the past month that you would recommend to someone who wants to learn more about the Black experience?
You know, I've watched quite a few. There was a new show that just came out that's called The Banker. Or it's not a show, it's a movie. But that one is a little less, I guess I'd say, graphic when it comes to, like, the way that Black people and African Americans have been treated. But that one's a good one. I watched Harriet, which is obviously about Harriet Tubman. I've watched Free State of Jones. I've watched Selma. I've watched 12 Years Slave. And those really, if they don't get you emotionally going when it comes to, you know, the discrimination and everything that they had to deal with, you know, back when, you know, slavery was still, you know, legal, you know, I don't know what would, but there's a lot of good ones out there. And actually, I think Apple Music, they made some of them free during this time to, I guess, you know, to allow people to go and watch it, that wouldn't normally pay to watch those, you know, those movies. So, there's a lot of good ones out there though.
Yeah. On Amazon Prime. And, in addition to some of the movies that Justin watched, I would, just recommend, Just Mercy with Michael B. Jordan. That was a good one. And it just really makes you feel uncomfortable the whole time watching it. But I think that's what, it's trying to do when it's bringing these issues to light. And some players in the NBA, they were opposed to a restart because of fear it would end any momentum built over the past month. Has there been any discussions within the team about how you guys can continue to use your platform when you get down to Orlando?
You know, I think, you know, there was a lot of people, or a lot of players that felt like, you know, this was a time when we really need to focus on, you know, trying to use our platform for, you know, the race issues and things like that in society. Me personally, I feel like people view our platform more higher or more whenever we're playing, you know, mm-hmm. Like if somebody turns on at the ESPN and Luka's on there and he does some nice move, they might go to his social media or something and, you know, see something that he had posted. You know, so I feel like personally, I feel like playing, you have a bigger platform. But, you know, I think for us as a team, we really, you know, we've had like Zoom calls with the coaches and everything like that to kind of talk about, you know, when everything first happened, to just kind of talk through things and stuff like that. But we haven't really had a, you know, just a team meeting about what are some things that we can do while we're in Orlando or, you know, those sort of things. But I'm sure in the near future, we will make a, you know, we'll have some sort of meeting that we can talk about those kind of things.
Moving on to the restart, The Mavericks are heading out to Orlando next Wednesday. How are you balancing the safety concerns that come with the NBA restart and also just wanting to be out there doing your job and doing what you love?
You know, I think, you know, at the end of the day, it is our job. But I think, you know, the biggest thing, you know, whenever it comes to staying safe and all that sort of stuff is it's all kind of basic hygiene. You know what I mean? It's, you know, washing your hands. It's, you know, not just coughing on people. You know, it's not just being in people's, you know, quote unquote personal bubble all the time. You know, it's just, it's personal stuff. Now it's, you know, it's wearing a mask, you know, just throwing a mask on. Yeah. Is wearing a mask annoying? Yes, it is. You know, it is annoying having to wear a mask, but just throw one on, you know, just protect somebody else, you know, like it's simple things, and it's really just a matter of putting somebody else in front of yourself. You know what I mean? And so with the bubble, I mean, I think, you know, they're doing every, you know, precaution that they can to, you know, make things as safe as possible. And so, you know, we'll see how it is once we get out there. Obviously, I don't really know what to expect, to be honest. But, you know, I think the NBA and the NBPA, they've really set up a good, safe area for us. So now it's just, we can hope and pray that, you know, there isn't some kind of outburst or, you know, something like that. So we'll see.
You're just 2.5 games out of the 4 seed in the West. When the season resumes, how do you try to get off to a hot start to better position yourselves for the playoffs?
You know, I think it's just preparing now. You know, obviously once we get out there, we have like, I think, what, 20 days or something like that to, you know, have a, you know, training camp or practice days. So, you know, it's just preparing each and every day. You know, I think, you know, you could look at it as we're a very young team. So, you know, we should be able to get out to a hot start. And we're a very talented team. So, you know, I think we're very deep and we're able to use a lot of different talents, you know, on the court at the same time. So, you know, I think it's just preparing, getting our minds right, getting our bodies right, you know, getting the chemistry back right, and really trying to make a hard push for it.
The team is a little shorthanded coming into Orlando than what you'd normally be. You've lost Dwight Powell and Jalen Brunson to season-ending injuries, and now Willie Cauley-Stein is sitting out the restart. But you also have two players in Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis that are going to be better than a majority of teams that you play's 1-2 punch. How are you approaching your role on the team for this restart?
For me, it's just always trying to be aggressive, always trying to assert myself as much as I can. And also, you know, doing whatever I need to do to help the team. You know, like that's always been my, you know, my mindset is, you know, I'm going to go out there and be aggressive and, you know, take advantage of the time that I get, but I'm also going to try to do everything I can to try to help the team win. And so for me, it's just, you know, obviously, like you said, we have some guys, you know, that are either, you know, out for the season or, you know, like you said, Willie's sitting out. I think C. Lee might be done this year. So for me, it's just, you know, in those times, you know, whatever coach decides to do with my minutes or, you know, playing or whatever, it's just going out there and trying to produce as much as I can, you know, which for me has always come from being aggressive, you know, asserting myself, and just going out there and playing. And so, you know, this break has really, you know, I would say rejuvenated myself mentally and physically, but mentally a lot. So now it's, you know, I'm very free, and, you know, now I can go out there and just play, and, you know, whatever role I'm in, that's what I'm in. I'll go and try to do the best I can.
Now, when you guys get to Orlando, the teams have been placed in 3 hotels with the top 8 teams in the Grandestino Tower. It's the newest and reportedly the nicest in all of Disney. You guys are in the next tier at the Grand Floridian, which by all counts is still a deluxe luxury hotel. But is there any extra motivation there not getting the top spot?
You know, it's interesting that they even did it that way. You know, I'm sure they would say that they didn't do it, you know, to put those guys in the best hotel. But I mean, for me, it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, they earned that, you know, they were the top 4 in each conference. So, you know, so be it. Now we got to, you know, try to do the best we can to make it to the second round so we can move to the nicest hotel. So, you know, we'll see, you know, like you said, it's still, I'm not going to sit here and act like the hotel is still not super nice and they've got a bunch of stuff set up for us, you know, but we'll see. We'll see what the difference in the hotels are once we get there.
Outside of basketball, the NBA has set up things like movie screenings, DJ sets, video games, ping pong, pools, golf, barbers, manicures, and pedicures. What excites Justin Jackson from that list?
You know what, man? I just got a bag of clubs, but I don't have a putter. So I probably won't be taking my clubs just because of that. I don't want to be the guy that pulls up and is like, hey, can I borrow your putter? But for me, man, and I'm pretty sure you know this very well, I'm a huge video game guy. So to be honest, all that extra stuff, it doesn't necessarily excite me. You know, for me, I shipped one of my gaming monitors down to Orlando already. And so I'll have my
the commitment.
You know, a lot of people say there's no quit in Justin Jackson. But, you know, for me, that's huge. That's what I do all the time. So it'll be the same exact thing for that. But I mean, like, you know, pedicures, pool, obviously, the movie screenings, whatever movies they might be having, or, you know, if they have new ones or old ones, whatever, I'll probably, you know, join a couple of those. And then I'm sure that, you know, as a team, we're super close. So I'm sure that we'll do some things together, you know, that would be, you know, pretty enjoyable. But, you know, I'm cool with just my PlayStation and a TV or a monitor or whatever. I'm cool with just that.
The first thing I want to say is I'm glad we are above a good pedicure shaming on this podcast. Sometimes you just have to treat yourself.
Sometimes you just, you know, sometimes
you're working dogs, all day on your feet. Sometimes you just have to treat yourself, right?
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes the dogs just need some man, you know what I mean? So no, there's no shaming at all. Even if you do manicures, it, you know what? To each his own, you know what I mean?
And then the other question I have for you is, say you go down next week, is there any chance you're getting a haircut there, or do you have too much loyalty to your barber back home?
I'm for sure getting a haircut here right before I leave, guaranteed. But then I started thinking, that's like a month and a half or 2 months. And not only that, it's on TV. You know, it's not like we're just on our own. So I think I'm going to let other people be the guinea pigs and get their haircut first and see kind of how it looks.
They can't be coming back looking like it's Supercuts or anything?
Yeah, man. You know, if they come back and it's all crooked, or, you know, they mess all sorts of things up, then I'll probably just be going rough for 2 months. It is what it is.
In the bubble, guests can only come after the first round of the playoffs, which would be like the last week of August. What's that going to be like for you being away from your wife for essentially a month and a half?
It's rough, dude. Like that's the main reason that I would say that I'm hesitant to want to go. It's just the fact that, you know, we are going to be, you know, I say cooped up. Obviously, there's a bunch of wonderful things that they have set up for us, but we're going to be in a hotel for a month and a half, maybe more, you know, without ever being able to see family. You know, and for me, I don't have kids yet, so I'm thinking even from people's perspective that have kids, you know, like, you're not going to be able to see your kids for a month and a half, 2 months, you know, if you keep going 3 months, and that's just a long time. But at the end of the day, you know, we'll get through it, and it's, you know, it's part of the job. Unfortunately, it's, you know, it's not one that I necessarily signed up for when I first got into the NBA, but the pandemic brings stuff out that you gotta keep rolling with the punches. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, FaceTime and texting and stuff is definitely, I'm probably going to be maxed out on it, that's for sure.
Now, if you get to the second round, you're only allowed one guest, and obviously you have your wife, Brooke, and you're close with your family, but how many guests would have to be allowed before my name starts to come up in the conversation?
Oh, man, let me think, bro. I'm going to say TBC, bro.
Okay.
To be continued, bro. I would say you're probably top – top 15, top 20?
I'll take it. Don't drop it any further. Top 25, I'll take it. Stop.
All right, cool. That's cool. Top 15, top 20. We'll do that.
Justin, man, always a good time catching up with you. Thanks for coming on here today.
Of course, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from InsideCarolina.com. Brought to you by JohnnyT-Shirt.com. Where to go for your next Tar Heel gear purchase.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.